Grace, mercy, and peace are now yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Your brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't know about you, but every year about this time, I feel like things just blown right by. Right by, up until about the middle of January or the beginning of February, you get those very cold, dark days. And they just seem to drag on. They will not blow by until that first pitch of baseball season, or if Easter comes first, Easter sunrise, and then we get back on with our life. It just seems like everything blows by until that time. I mean, it was just like yesterday in my mind that we began the new church year. Pastor James and I were wearing blue. We were celebrating Advent. We lit an Advent candle each week as we read a new prophecy. Prophecies from like Isaiah that said stuff like this. The people living in great darkness have seen the great light. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Or, how about this one? A virgin will give birth to a son, and his name will be Emmanuel. We sing the great ancient hymn, O come, Emmanuel. We also read from the prophet Micah, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are smallest among the clans of Judah, out of you will come a ruler for me whose origins are from of old. And we sing that beautiful hymn, O little town of Bethlehem. And then suddenly it was Christmas Eve. It just blew by. It was Christmas Eve. No white Christmas this year, but it was beautiful. The church was packed. The choirs and the music was excellent. The decorations were gorgeous. And we gathered and we celebrated how those ancient Advent prophecies came true on that first Christmas when God became flesh in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. And we lit candles again. We lit the Christ candle. We lit tons of candles that night. We sang Silent Night as we did so. And we read from the story of the first Christmas, from the Gospel of Luke. Luke, who got this story from his interview with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And we sing the angel's song, Glory in Excelsis Deo, and the great hymns, Hark the herald angels sing, and joy to the world. We went home, we opened gifts, we played with toys, we tried on clothes, we returned those things that didn't work or didn't fit. We toasted a new year. We got flooded here in Missouri. We returned back to school, back to work. And now, as of last Wednesday, it's no longer Christmas. It's Epiphany. And we read today about how wise men came from the east, led not by candlelight, but by starlight, a magnificent, glorious, supernatural star. And they worshiped not the baby Jesus in a manger, but now a toddler Jesus in a small Bethlehem home or apartment. Joseph and Mary had stayed with relatives, most likely for a while after Jesus' birth. And then they fled to Egypt when these wise men brought not just their gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh, but they also brought a jealous king, Herod's wrath, looking to kill all the babies of Bethlehem, especially the one prophesied by Micah, who would be the newborn king of the Jews. And now this is what I'd like for us to ponder for a moment today. As we've blown through Advent, Christmas, and into Epiphany, as we now embark on these cold days, the days in which Pastor James and I are glad to wear our robes, if we all had one, eh? Cold, dark days of a new year. I want us today to consider the gift of light. Light. Imagine your life without it. Light, God's light. It's fascinating to me that the very first thing that God created, of all things, was light. Imagine how dark our January and February days would be if God had not prioritized in His creation light. God created light first. And I think He did so because He didn't want us, the prize or the crown of His creation, to ever walk in darkness. Light is what begins it all. Light begins his story. Light begins history. In the beginning, God created light. And if you think about it, it's what binds these three seasons of the church are together. Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany. It's all about light. I mean, let's consider Advent first. Advent. It's sort of like the early hours of the morning. You know, if you've been up at that time, 4 or 5 in the morning, perhaps that's what time you get up to go to work or work out. Or maybe you've had to get up that early to travel on a trip, or maybe you've had a surgery. And you get up that morning, and you know it's morning. The alarm clock went off. It says 4 or 5 in the morning. We call it morning, not 4 or 5 in the night. And yet, it doesn't look like morning. The sun is not out yet. But you know it's coming. The light is coming. It's promised, but it's not yet fully realized. That's what Advent's like. Back then, people, Isaiah wrote, were walking in darkness. Darkness in their sin and darkness in death. But then they would see a great light when unto us a child is born. And we know during Advent that the sun, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N, God's Son, the light of the world, is promised to come. But it's still dark. And so we light candles. We light the Advent candles to help us to confess that God is going to make good on His promise. He's going to send a sun. The sun's going to rise soon, not just over darkness, but over death and our sin. It's promise for our salvation. It's going to happen. God is preparing with light to receive His light, the light of life, His Son, Jesus, for our dark world. And then there's Christmas. Christmas is like a dawn, like at 7 a.m. in the morning, when the sun is fully seen, risen above the horizon. There's been some gorgeous sunrises lately, if you have not seen them, that just seem to rise from St. Louis and just show its beautiful sunlight over St. Charles County. Darkness flees the power of this great light. And likewise, Christmas. God's Son, S-O-N, is here. God's great light has become flesh for us. And nothing in all of creation can dim or darken His arrival. Not even no room in the inn. Not even sin or death or even the powers of hell can overcome this light born into our flesh. And so we light candles again. We light the Christ candle and lots of candles because we have Christmas light. And why? Well, I can't say it any better than the great hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Light and life to all He brings, risen with healing in His wings, mild He lays His glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Jesus' Christmas light does not just give us the ability to see things in the dark. It doesn't just make our circumstances here on earth better. Jesus' Christmas life is life. It brings life. It will raise our dead bodies to life. And then there's today, the season of Epiphany. It's now upon us. And it's a white Epiphany. Epiphany. The word actually means to shine light on. And that's exactly what happened in Epiphany. Epiphany, to me, is like the high noon. It's a time where the light of day is fully realized, no longer anticipating. It's fully realized by everybody and everything. No more waiting, no more anticipating. The high noon, it's when the eagle soars over the lakes looking for its food. It's when the trees and the plants grow and produce their fruit with the power given from the sun. Darkness flees from the dawn, but even the fog and the mist are gone with the power of the noon sun. And everybody knows the sun is up. Not just the early risers, not just the later risers, but even the people who sleep until noon No, the sun is up. And that's Epiphany. Everybody could see the magnificent supernatural star shining on that first Epiphany. So much so that wise men from the east would come. But that star was not the true light of God. The light of light, Jesus, the toddler Jesus, he was the true star of Bethlehem. And he's the reason these non-Jews came. They came to see this baby king of the Jews. They came and were compelled to kneel and worship this light, this Son of God, this Jesus whom Simeon sang about, a light to lighten the way for the Gentiles. It's no wonder that Isaiah prophesied about this Epiphany season with these words. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Yes, sometimes these three seasons, Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany, all sort of blend together. Sometimes we sing, O come, Emmanuel, even on Christmas, not just in Advent. And sometimes we place the wise men with the shepherds in the manger scene on Christmas, not on Epiphany. And together, all together, Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany sometimes blends together. And today, I just want to say it's okay to do that. I actually want us to intentionally blend them all together. Blend the Advent, the O come, O comes, and the Christmas, the away in the manger, and the Epiphany wise men all together, because I think it's important for us to see how awesome and glorious God's gift of light is for us and in each of these seasons. You see, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He's the light of Advent, he's the light of Christmas, and he is the light of Epiphany. He is the light that Isaiah prophesied about in Advent. He is the light of life that John wrote about that became flesh at Christmas time. And he is the star of Epiphany that shines in the darkness of our world, in our lives. He is the light that brings all nations together, not just for peace on earth, but for eternal life, with no more pain or suffering or death. And so we pray, rise up, O Jesus. Rise up and shine your light for all to see, in us and through us. Crush the darkness, O Jesus. Crush the fears of death, O light. Crush the curse of sin and Satan. In Jesus' name, amen. I now invite you to stand and confess with me our faith in the Apostles' Creed. You can find that on the back of the inside cover of your hymnal. We confess. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.